Irish jig, anyone? Or what about a Scottish pibroch? Not quite what we think of as English music, but it depends on what you mean by English. Does it just mean music written in England? Or does it mean music written by people who, to use the modern terminology, identify themselves as English? Or perhaps there's some indefinable quality of Englishness that somehow or other manages to pervade the music composed there. What is certainly true is that the three composers above, a Scot, an Irishman, and an Englishman, were, as both writers and teachers, among the prime movers in creating an atmosphere conducive to the resurgence of music in the land without music of late 19th century England. Our journey starts as the sun begins to set on the pomp and ceremony of imperial ambition.